This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Hope has turned to despair once again for Browns fans. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the team's outlook after another loss in Pittsburgh and season-ending injury to star running back Nick Chubb.
So suddenly Nick Chubb, who's seemingly indestructible, is down on the field. His teammates come to help him up, and he waves them off. Now, the thing about Nick Chubb is, while some players, it seems like you breathe on them hard, they lie on the field, they're drama queens, Chubb prides himself and like, nothing bothers me, I get up. And we see him there, and suddenly he's like taking his helmet off and he can't move, and they close it on his face. And I'm going, this is really bad. But Amanda, you and I have talked about, he did have that in his background.
Yeah, he's already had a significant knee injury in the past.
Yes, the same knee, and he tore three different ligaments. In fact, that's part of the reason that he didn't go as high in the draft as he should have. I mean, there'll be more details coming out. Remember the Browns talked about being smart, tough, and accountable? That was this guy. Amanda, he's been with the Browns since 2018. I have never received a negative email, a negative tweet, a negative comment from a fan about Nick Chubb. It's really hard to get anybody to agree on anything, but the casual fan, the hardcore fan, the new age fan, the old style fan, they all agreed Nick Chubb was a great running back, and boy, he sure seems like a great guy. Even Pittsburgh coach Mike Tomlin, he would call him, we need to stop Mr. Chubb. And believe me, that was a term of endearment. Chubb's what you want the Cleveland Browns to be all about. Well, he's done at least for the season. Now think back a week ago where we were.
Well, it was a whole different tone. It was a really upbeat look on this season. And then instantly it changes.
Because it's not just a loss, it's losing Chubb. I just am a tremendous admirer of Chubb. And, you know, it's like you lost the best running back in the NFL. And that's only half the story. You lost your best guy in the clubhouse.
So much of this offense is built around Nick Chubb. Now we're only two games into the season. What happens now?
Well, they have a young running back who Chubb has been helping, named Jerome Ford. But, you know, he's going to be rushed into action. But then, Amanda, it falls on the shoulders of Deshaun Watson.
Okay, the quarterback.
He just really, to me, looked rattled. And this is something I've noticed since he's got here. I would just call it a lack of poise, Amanda. He's just struggling with, what am I doing out there? They call it the speed of the game. You call it whatever you want. Doesn't have the same confidence that he had before, you know, all his personal problems and sitting out. But now without Chubb, yeah, maybe Jerome Ford's going to be pretty good, or maybe they pick up another running back. But your quarterback's got to be better. Now, the Browns defense, which has been outstanding in the first two games, the Browns defense has allowed one touchdown in two games. They don't need Deshaun Watson to be great. They need Deshaun Watson not to make destructive plays and to be pretty good. If he can do that, they can be pretty good. A lot of it does get a rest on the quarterback.
So now this coming Sunday, Tennessee Titans, the Browns play at home. How big is this game coming up?
I think it's huge because you turn around, you lose at home to the Titans, who are just a so-so team. And Deshaun Watson plays poorly. You know how the Browns fans are. They're mad. They all love Chubb. He's hurt. Then they thought, well, maybe they could win a game anyway if Watson could just be okay. He wasn't. So they'll turn on him. You know, a lot of rest on the coaches, but I'm really making the point that I want to see Deshaun Watson act like, say, a grade B quarterback.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.